This will be the 60th year that a museum in Blue Mountain Lake opens its doors to showcase Adirondack history. Now, as it begins its sixth decade, the Adirondack Museum is being rebranded with a new name, logo, and a new 19,000 square foot interactive exhibition. Executive Director David Kahn explains why the museum's new name is the Adirondack Experience, the museum on Blue Mountain Lake.
We're rebranding basically to better reflect what we have to offer and to attract new audiences. This is our 60th anniversary this year, and we're introducing a 19,000 square foot interactive exhibit in celebration of that important anniversary. And all sorts of things are just coming together at the same time, the new exhibits, the change of name, more outdoor offerings for our visitors. So the rebranding made sense to do at this moment.
Why such a long name, though?
Well, I think most people will use Adirondack Experience, and we have sort of the follow-up in the museum on Blue Mountain Lake, just to underscore for some of our traditional supporters and visitors that we are still a museum, but we have a lot more to offer as well at this point. But our assumption is that people will think of it as the Adirondack Experience.
You're also changing the logo. Why did you decide to do that?
We loved the old logo where there's a guide carrying a guideboat in the act of portage, but the reality is probably a lot of people had absolutely no idea what he was doing. And if you're from the Adirondacks, it was absolutely crystal clear what he was doing. But if you're not from around here, it might have been a little bit of a mystery. And we have heard from some folks that if they didn't really know the institution, they thought, well, maybe it's a boating museum. So the new logo is meant to reflect, of course, the mountains of the area. And then it has different colors that refer to different aspects of the Adirondacks, blue for water, green for trees, and white for snow.
Is it just the name and the logo that's changing, or are physical attributes of the museum itself changing?
Well, there are physical attributes, and basically we're building on some changes that have been underway for a number of years. The staff has been retrofitting older exhibits with hands-on activities, and so now we're taking that the next step forward with the new 19,000 square foot exhibit Life in the Adirondacks that opens on July 1, and that will have lots of videos in it, touchscreen computers. In some cases you'll take your own photograph and see it projected up on a wall, or see your photograph sort of overlaid onto a 19th century photographs, so it looks as though you're a hunter or a tourist in the 19th century, something like that. There'll also be full-body interactives where visitors will get to row a guideboat or break up a log jam. So there's a lot changing in the nature of the exhibits themselves. We're also doing more outdoors. A couple of years ago, we introduced a nature trail. We have a birding experience outside. Next year, there will be a boathouse that will be opened. So there are a lot of literal physical changes that are taking place in addition to the name change. The name change just reflects all of those.
Does it ever seem odd that you're at a museum that takes a look at some of the ancient times in the Adirondacks, and yet you're using this very high technology to put it together?
Actually not, because this is sort of interesting. This is part of the heritage of the institution. When we opened in 1957, our founder, whose name was Harold Hochschild, used all sorts of what were then modern devices in order to tell the story of the Adirondacks. He had created dioramas of different Adirondack scenes and then had audio cones linked to them. He also paid a fortune to create a gigantic interactive map that we still have on display today, that you push a button to see where's Lake Placid, where's Blue Mountain Lake, where's Lake George, where's this mountain, where's that mountain. So the use of technology is really in the DNA of the institution.
David Kahn, when will the museum be open to the public for the season?
Well, we open Memorial Day weekend for the season. The new exhibit, Life in the Adirondacks, will open a little later on July 1 when we'll be holding a big public celebration. Members of the museum will have previews of the new Life in the Adirondack exhibit beginning June 26th and all that week.
The museum's campus has 65,000 square feet of exhibits. An extended interview with David Kahn on the museum and its exhibits is available at wamc.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.